From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Today we're going virtually to Mexico City to hear from cellist, vocalist, and composer Mab Efrati. 2 years ago, she released a beautiful album of songs that paired her ethereal vocals with layers of cello and electronics. Now, Frati has put out a new album that includes a number of other musicians, but which still features her singing and her cello. The album's called Será que ahora podremos entendernos, which means, will we be able to understand each other now? The pieces on it, they're both songs and sonic landscapes, often haunted or nocturnal landscapes. Mab Efrati is originally from Guatemala, but she's now busy on the Mexico City music scene, and here she is with a trio from her adopted hometown to play the song called Nadie Sabe, Nobody Knows.
Thank you.
That is a live performance of a song called Nadie Sabe, No One Knows, by Mabba Frati, the singer, cellist, composer, and a small ensemble joining us remotely from Mexico City. Mabba, first of all, it's great to see you.
Great to see you as well.
Tell us who's joining you in these performances.
In the guitar you see Hector Tosta, and in the synths it's Fernando Franco.
Hector does a lot of different sounds throughout the course of that piece, you know, on the guitar. And you do too. Throughout this record, the cello is more than just four strings and a bow. You use it, it seems, as a kind of a sound source, right?
Yes, totally, totally. If I have an idea, like sound-wise, just to think beyond like what I was taught to do in the cello when I was a child. And
so does that come from experience with electronic music?
Yeah, with experience with electronic music and also experience, I think, with just with bands and talking with different musicians and different sources.
Right. So when I say you're playing the cello, is it just the cello, or do you have like a lot of foot pedals and things like that?
Yes, I do. I do. I do have an octaver and a ring modulator and a delay and a distortion.
Right. So when did you make the change from a kid studying classical cello to a musician who's able to use this instrument to create, you know, to paint on a wider canvas?
I think it was a slow process, but it definitely accelerated when I came to Mexico City. In Guatemala, it happened when I was playing with friends and with bands. And when I came here for a residence, I felt like, I felt especially attracted and addicted to improvisation concerts here in Mexico City. So, I absorbed a lot of it, like a sponge, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Nadie Sabe is clearly a song. You know, there are words, you're singing, but it's not a pop song. It's not the kind of song that you would have been playing with bands back in Guatemala.
Right.
So it's a different kind of song. What are you drawing from? What are some of the influences that go into this music?
Actually, it was the first I did for the album, and it came out very fast. Like, it was like a day that I was like very, like the idea came and I just stayed at the studio for the whole day, like the studio, because it was a room in a house, but it was like, I just stayed there for the whole day because the idea was like very fluent. So it just came, very swiftly.
Yeah. Now, you've mentioned improvisation and falling in love with improvisation. A lot of these songs on the record, they have a fixed form. You know, Hacia el Vacío, the song you're going to play for us next, on the record, it's, you know, it takes about 5 or 6 minutes to play. When you play it live, it becomes something different.
Yes.
Again, and that is that because of, you know, stretching out to improvise?
Yeah, sure. Of course, like when we were rehearsing, because first I made these songs, like to play them live, I made like a version of it, adding that loop at the beginning that is like, you will listen to it. It's like a loop of cello that it's like a very drone-y sound.
Yes.
But once the other musicians came in, it becomes different, right? Because besides, we are playing some of the motifs that appear in the song. There's also like freedom for the musicians to play with the song, and
All right, let's hear this live performance of the song called Hacia el Vacío. That means into the void, right?
Yes, yes.
And what's the? Tell us a little bit about the idea behind this song.
So Yeah, so I was, the whole album talks about language and like how we use language to like referring to some kind of like feeling, right? Like to refer ourselves into some kind of feeling. So into this one, like I was talking about like words that are used make us think about confidence or getting ourselves into some place of intimacy or whatever. Like it's that kind of feeling, vulnerability and all that. Like, so we put ourselves in this setting, like even if we don't really know, like we put ourselves in this setting of like just jumping into the void, like because we are trusting someone. Yeah, it's,
all right. Let's hear this live performance. The song is Asia El Vacio, Into the Void. Maba Frati and her trio performing live in Mexico City.
Thank you.
That is a lovely performance of the song Asia El Vacío live by the vocalist, cellist, and songwriter Maba Frati. There is a version of this on her newest record called Será que ahora podremos entendernos? Will we be able to understand each other now? And you were saying before, Maba, that language, words, communication, that's sort of the driving force on this record.
Yes.
Was this record made mostly before the pandemic? Was this something you had already been thinking about?
No, this was something that happened in Veracruz. So I went to Veracruz into a big factory with other musicians that were already living there, and they were mixing their album. The name of the band is The Hack. And yeah, I came into this house that is inside of the factory, and I had work to do, so I went with all my equipment. So we were talking with one of the members of the band about like communication and how it's sometimes very hard. Like, you have an idea in your mind and it's very hard to communicate. So I just stayed with the idea because it's like very human and very common. Like, it's something that happens to all of us, right? So I was like, okay, so what if I made like configure myself into like the many ways that things can be said, or the many ways that a song can be said? And yeah, so that's how I ended up like with this idea.
And of course, you know, even people who are masters of their language, and you know, I would hope that, having spoken English my whole life, I'm a master at speaking English, but I know that I'll sometimes say something to somebody and they're hearing something very different from what I meant.
Yeah.
And the thing about music is there is no misunderstanding, because whatever your understanding is the right thing for you.
Right. Right. But it's like kind of like a driving force that is like very abstract, that gets you into a feeling. And that's how I come to the idea of how like the layering, or how the arrangement of sounds, like, or if it's like an atypical structure for the set of music, that conveys into a very different kind of feeling. Because yeah, even if you don't get misunderstood, like, there's like the energy is different, right? It all depends on the energy that comes from the arrangement of sound.
Right. So if you had a 4-on-the-floor drum beat going underneath these songs,
yeah,
I would get I would have a very different understanding of what this album is.
Yes. Yes. Totally. That's it. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So what are the, you know, what was the kind of the mood that you were going for with this record?
I tend to be very melancholic, but I think I tried to like get into different moods in this record. Even there's like a song with a beat, right? Like, there's this track with a beat, or there's one that is like very improvised, and it's the last one. And yes. So there's different gestures throughout the album.
The piece we're going to hear next is called Inicio Vínculo Final. So that means that's beginning, link, end?
Yes. Yes.
What does that refer to?
That refers to this idea of like structuring that we were talking about, of the structuring of sound, or the arrangement of sound. I was thinking about like how the order of like either words or sound changes the meaning of the whole, right? And this one is the middle song of the album. And yeah, I was thinking about like that idea of like changing like the meaning of the whole by this link.
Yeah. It's funny, because on the record at least, you get a sense of anticipation, you know, because you have those long held drones. It's like, what is this building up to?
Yeah.
And, you know, you expect like drums to come in and a big crash of, I don't know, cymbals and chords on the guitar. And it doesn't do that. It just keeps you in that kind of suspended animation for a while.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's very subtle, the like, because if you see the waveform of the track, there's definitely a dynamic, but it's really slow. But in the low frequencies, there's actually like a lot of buildup. But yeah, it's just like slow, like a small ramp, right?
Yes.
Like a small jump.
All right, well, let's hear this live performance of the song by Mabba Frati, singing and playing the cello with Fernando Franco on synthesizer and Hector Tosta playing the guitar. Live in Mexico City, the song is called Inicio Vínculo Final. That is a live performance from Maba Frati and her trio, Maba singing and playing the cello, Fernando Franco synthesizer, Hector Tosta playing guitar. The song Inicio Vínculo Final from the album Será Que Ahora Podremos Entendernos? Will we be able to understand each other now? It sounds, Maba, like Fernando almost had like a cricket sample there, and then I guess it wasn't crickets. I mean, what you do use field recordings, right? Occasionally.
Yes, I do. Sadly, we won't use them. We haven't used them with this trio. Mm-hmm. Haven't yet. But yes, I do. I do like this very. Unorganized. Because yeah, it's like life itself, right? So they give a feeling of liveliness, and I was in a very noisy environment, but a very noisy in the sense, that it's very close to a natural reserve in Veracruz. So there's lots of, and I was, I came into Veracruz when it was almost summer, so it was like, I think it was more noisy. and there was like crickets and there was chicharras. I don't know how you call them in English. It's like a brr, brr, brr sound all the time. And there's birds all mm-hmm. the time, and different kind of birds. So there's always bleed in the microphone that I really appreciated. I recorded with the windows open, so the sound of nature would come in. And then I came out with a cassette recorder, and I just like went and like recorded the chicharras, and yeah, I put them in, and yeah.
So we hear that in the recordings.
Yes.
Not so much in the live performances.
No.
We've been speaking with Maba Frati. I just have to ask. I've never heard the name Maba before. Is it a short form of a longer name?
Yes, it is a short form for Maria Belén.
Oh, okay.
Which is more like a Catholic or Christian name, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're now based pretty much full time in Mexico City.
Yes.
Okay. There's I live here. Very lively scene there.
Yes. Amazing. It's amazing. The improvisation scene is like very like welcoming and open society. Like it's a very welcoming and open society. Yeah.
But the recording was made in Veracruz, you said, right?
Yeah. Most of it. When I came back to Mexico City, and I recorded three songs more.
Well, the record is really just a wonderful kind of sonic journey. I'm really glad that you were able to share some of it with us today. Maba Frati, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Check out the video of the first song, Nabie Sabe, on our YouTube channel or right here on the website, newsounds.org. My thanks to our usual crew, technical director Irene Trudell and producer Karen Havlick. And thank you for being with us for this remote edition of Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.